the Aardvark's Kettle, where the big questions get asked, the universe gets watched from a safe distance, and Kenneth somehow manages to make it all feel like a reasonable Tuesday.
This episode, we're sitting down with a fictional dinner guest at the edge of time itself. Let's start with who Kenneth would actually invite to the table.
The question is deceptively simple. If you could share a meal with any fictional character, who would it be and what on earth would you talk about?
The post sets the scene with real ambition. Not a restaurant, not a living room, but the TARDIS, with the Big Bang as the view. Kenneth writes, "I would have dinner with Doctor Who whilst watching the Big Bang from the safety of the TARDIS, and introducing the universe to www.theaardvarkskettle.com.
Right, so the stakes here are not small. You have got the literal birth of everything happening outside the window, and the agenda item is a website introduction. That is either the most audacious marketing pitch in history or a very good sense of priorities.
It does reframe what a dinner conversation could be. The choice of the Doctor is doing real work, a character defined by curiosity, by being present at every significant moment, and by surviving the unsurvivable. If you want a witness to something enormous, that is your guest.
And the TARDIS as venue is doing just as much. It is not passive backdrop. It means the dinner exists outside normal time, which gives the whole thing a kind of permanence that a table at a restaurant simply cannot offer.
The post also points toward the Red Book, a separate corner of the site, which suggests this prompt is part of something larger, a running thread of reflective questions rather than a one-off.
A dinner at the beginning of time with the universe as the conversation starter. Not a bad brief for a blog.
Big questions and bigger backdrops. That seems to be the operating mode here.
Next time, who knows what's on the menu? We'll be watching.